Cheryl Applebaum.
It's good. Once again, a big privilege to be here in Manchester. It's a big mesiras nefesh for me to be here, especially with Vosser B'Tam. As you see, I'm from Eretz Yisrael. The tinus goes out 2 hours earlier, so it's an extra mesiras nefesh.
Okay, click on.
Right. But on the other hand, to have a schus, the privilege to be able to speak for the program, of Start the Day the Torah Way, which I've spoken here before a few times, numerous times, and I have tremendous akaras hatov that I've been asked to speak and be able maybe to a me'orah myself. These are days, as the Rambam says, that the tachlis of the tainis, as the Mechaber says, the chayovim lis'anois, the 4 days that are negea for avelus. And the Rambam, with the Mishnah Berurah brings in Tiftav Kuf Mem Tes, tells us that the tachlis of these fairs, the chol elam hayom kol yisrael misanam nemnei atzor shiru behem. What's the purpose? Kedei la'oirer halavavo is lefakech al darki atshuva. The Rambam clearly states that the tachlis of these days, the tachlis of the arba yimei avelus, art ma'oira person, ma'oira levavo is ledarki atshuva. That the tzaras that took place, there's no tzaras that don't take place without sins, without avoinos, that the tachlis of the whole tainis is to go through this day of Shivasa B'Tamuz. If we don't think, even a hero tshuva, we know how great a hero tshuva, the Gemara tells in Kedushin, that a person mekadesh ha'isha amanashu tzadik gomur, and he's a rasha gomur. Says the Gemara, she's mikudeshes, b'shema hir her tshuva. In 1 second, a person could go out from a rasha to tzadik, the mikudeshes la'aloch, it's a shayl of eishes ish, a shayl of even a ezer, and we paskin al pi shema hir her tshuva, the koyach of a hir her tshuva in 1 second, mahapach a person from a tzadik, from a rasha to a tzadik. So the person goes through the whole tainis, and he fasts, and he goes through till 10:14, and he goes through everything, but he doesn't mahara tshuva. According to the Rambam, there was no tachlis. Chas v'shalom, no tachlis. There's still a mitzvah with different neviim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't. But the ikka tachlis ma'ara to tshuva, that a person should realize that everything that we have in this world from the Yibbeinu Shel Olam, and that what we lost, the Beis HaMikdash, and everything that's lost, is all because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And a person has to be mizboinein. What can I do? Each individual knows where they can misakin and to fix up and to work on the Inyan of Tshuva. However, there is a machloikes. The Ritva in Megillah seems to say, not like this Rambam, that the Iki Yisoid of the Tainis is Midin Avelus. The Rambam says the Tachl of these Yomim is to remember what happened and we should come to Tshuva. However, in the Ritva, in Megillah, seems to say that the Tachlis of these days and what we're fasting is only Midin Avelus of mourning. That the mourning is Mechayiv. The Avelus is Mechayiv Atainis. The Shlo HaKadosh says that the reason why the Rambam did not learn this way, she'ein toy elis bis ablus of a tzar kishla atzmam, just to have tzar, just to have pain and mourning, there's no toeles. She'reikolcha anevim v'chachmei emes v'gam chachmei ha'umas ma'arichim b'manas kabos yisurim ba'ava. Just to worry about what happened in the past, if there's no for the future. Says the Shlomo, there's no tachlis. Therefore, the Rambam said that the tachlis has to be something positive for the future, something. We have to understand what the Ritva, maybe the Ran is mashma, that's only Mishum Avelis. An interesting Shaila in Halacha, that's Nogea today, and Nogea Tisha B'Av this year also. We know that Halacha is, the first Bir Halacha tells us a very interesting Shaila, a Chosven, the Yoim Chupasoi, during the Arba, Taneisim, these four fasts, does he have to fast? On one hand, there's a mitzvah to fast, the mitzvah, the Kabbalah. On the other hand, the day of his chasen, or yoim chupasoi, is yoim aregel. So after this declares the bi'alocha, does a chasen have to fast? Yoim chupasoi. Obviously he's talking either, sorry, b'teves, the day that you're allowed to get married. The 3 weeks we're knowing not to get married. It's fired him till 9 days. But a chosin b'yom chuposo, and is he allowed to not fast? He has a regal. Is he regal shaloi? Taras Esther is no gay, right? We'll see. That's the nafkemini. Laloch. Right. The Shavuot. We'll get to Shavuot. I'm talking about yom chuposo first. We'll get to the Shavuot brachos also. Very good. That's another shayla. Very good. And the nidcha we have to get to. We'll have to get all these shaylas. So the Bir Halacha brings the famous ritva at the end of Tainis, and the ritva says. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's a mefurish pasuk. Im loy ale es Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. Says the Ritva that since the pasuk says im loy ale es Yerushalayim al roish simchasi, Yerushalayim has to be the top priority over every simcha. It cannot be that a chasin doesn't fast on a day that represents the availers of the korban. And therefore, says the Ritva Avada, a person must, even a chosin b'yoyim chuposay, has to fast. Besides that, he says as far, that's a regal diyachar, it's an individual regal yontif, and the Ian of Avels to Rabin, lo yossi, a regal diyachar can't come and push off Avels to Rabin. That's all talking about, Rabbi Isai, on a regular yoyim of the Tayyid Yudzayim B'Tamuz, comes out on Yudzayim B'Tamuz. The Shaila will be in this year, Rabbi Yisrael. This year, however, a chosin b'yoyim chupasa, if it be shy for a svardi, let's say, on yoyim yud zayin b'tamuz, that's nidche, or the gentleman mentioned before about the Sheva Brachos, very common, people get married this week before yud zayin b'tamuz, and the Sheva Brachos takes place during the 3 weeks, during the yud zayin b'tamuz, comes to compare the Sheva Brachos. So he's b'emes Sheva Brachos. We know the Shivish Yimei Hamishta is also regel. Can that push off? Especially this year when it's a nidche. Oh. So the halacha by a nidche, we know that the mechab, that later on halacha and a bris mila takes place on a nidche, a bris mila. So the halacha is that the Bali HaBris, whoever's considered the Bali HaBris, the Moyel, the Ovi HaBen, everybody that's involved with the Bris, those who are Bali HaBris, and they have a heter, says Baal Prispal Mincha Ba'oid HaYoim God of Eroichetz Ve'eno Mashlim Tanisoi. He washes, he gets ready, there's even on Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. The Mechab and Tavkuf Mednontes says even on Tisha B'Av, that's Nidcha the Yom Rishon, like this year, the Aloch is that the person that's a Baal Bris, it gets pushed off, his tainus, he it's a machloik, he fasts part of the day, but some people hold till mincha, and then he washes, and he puts on his clothes, and ve'enu mashlim tanisoi. And this is the heter, where the Bir Halacha brings also for somebody that's chas v'shalom sick, here comes the heter, it's not from Mavur anywhere, but the Bir Halacha brings for Rabbi Kiva Eger, that somebody who has a ksas, meichush ksas, so he's mutter to eat, on a tainus nidcha, even on Tisha B'Av, a person that has a ksas choyli, a mechus ksas, or maybe muberes, or menekes, those would be have a heter. This is the makar. This halach, even though it's not mevurin, the halach is the shart anezim. But in Hilchos Tisha B'Av over there, it's brought l'gabit bal bris that we see a nidcha is different. However, Lagari the shayla of Yom Chupasai. So the Mishnah Brura says that Lagabi Yom Chupasai Chein Adin Lein Chosav Yom Chupasai. That Bistam Tanisiba B'chol Arab Tzayim Lo Yehoyu Tchuyim Tzorg L'Hashem Tanisa. But if it's Dochuy, if it's a Nidche, a Chosav Yom Chupasai doesn't fast if it's a Nidche. The Bir Halacha, however, says, what about, the Shaar Tzion says, what about the Zayin Yemei Mishnah? The Zayin Yemei Mishnah might be different. And here he brings from Poiskin the Mogen Avraham that says that during the Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, which is Nogea now, a Nidcha, the Halacha is, he has to fast. The Medayik only Yom Chupasa, the Mogen Avraham holds he has to fast. The Mishnah Brura continues in the Shaar Tzion and it says, L'chor, it's very shver. Because we know that the Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, even though the Gemara's Mashva, that the Ikir Yoim Simcha is the first day, but the Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, the 7 days are also important, also Yemei Mishnah for him. It's not a lot of work, different things are Nogeya. So the Shiar Tzion says that even though Zayin Yemei HaMishnah should be, and he brings some poison that hold that way, and the Shiar Tzion seems to come back, the Mishnah Brura seems to come out again, that even Zayin Yemei HaMishnah should be Doicha. And Avelis HaNidcha, the Yom Zayin that's Nidcha, and the Fizeh would come out from the Shaar Tzion, that Halacha would be that a Chosan, during the Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, during the Sheva Brachos, he wouldn't have to fast. However, the Bir Halacha comes out, seems to be the other way, and he says, no, that he should fast, it seems to be that way, and that's Kach Rav Shevet HaLevi, other places can come out, La Halacha, that's Kach Noeg Alma, Kach Sugi Da Alma, that a Chosan does fast, Zayin Yemei HaMishnah, if it's Taka, if it's talking one of these fasts, if it's not, it's going to Zayin Yemei Mishnah. But it's being gay in the Lamaisa also, Lechoyer would be enough Gemina, that Lechoyer doing Tainus Esther, which is not Ogeya, that Lechoyer would be a big svar to be made on Tainus Esther, doing the Zayin Yemei Mishnah, because that's not Allah Salvez. Kala also, of course. But I want to try to get into the understanding. Yeah, it's easy to be done, I'm saying, because Tainus Esther is not Al Stavelis. Tainus Esther is just a fast. Yeah, this is all, yeah, feed the svar of the Ritva, when we don't get. Okay. But I wanted to understand something in Ogea, this halacha, which helps us to give us a little understanding of the lomdis, the svaras over here, what's going on. And we'll see a fascinating tshuva from the Ksav Sofer, Hashem, the Ksav Sofer, that's mechadish, a tremendous chiddush, v'gabi, that's chiddush, cholog yom yudzayim b'tamuz from Tisha B'Av. There's a very interesting shaila in halacha. What happens if you have a certain baboy that comes bar mitzvah today, last night, today, and lemaisa yesterday, which really Yudzayim B'Tamuz was Shabbos, or this year, let's say Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, his bar mitzvah is Yud B'Av. So in a normal year, he doesn't fast. He's not mechuyiv to fast. So I'm a minog to train him beforehand, but lemaisa he's not mechuyiv to fast. What's the din when it comes out his bar mitzvah is on Sunday? Let's say this year on Sunday, Yud Ches B'Tamuz or Yud B'Av. On Shabbos, he wasn't bar mitzvah yet. So the question is now on Sunday, he's bar mitzvah, does he have to fast? What's the shaila? The poskim bring a big shaila over here because what is this fast that we're fasting today? Be'etzim was supposed to fast on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. B'Shivos B'Tamuz, as the Gemara in Tainus 5, bad things happen. We have to fast to remember those bad things and do tshuva. But that's Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. Today is Yud Ches B'Tamuz. Why are we fasting? So it's called the Nidcha. The Aloch is, the Shailah, the Poiskim is the Klar, the Poiskim is, what is the Geder? What is the ramification of this fast? Is it a Tashlum and a make-up from yesterday? Really, the chiyuv to fast was yesterday? Just we have to make it up. Like we find by Hilchos Tefillah, a person missed the Tefillah, he has a thing, Tashlum, and by Mincha, he davens twice. So here also, what is the getter of the fast today? Is it a make-up for what happened yesterday? We were supposed to fast yesterday, that was the day of the tithes, was Nikfa for yesterday? Or no, maybe Chazal said, since you can't fast on Shabbos, they went ahead and they were oikir the Yom HaTanis for today. And here with Chapta Nafkamina, if we say that it's a Tashlumin, it's a payback, it's a makeup for yesterday, so then it should be if he wasn't Chayv yesterday, he was a cotton yesterday, he only became by Mitzvah Moitzi Shabbos, he shouldn't have to fast Sunday. It's Tashlumin of yesterday. But if we say the Chazal went ahead and were oikir the fast, they took away the fast from today and they made it for them tomorrow, so then it would be a different story. Then the halacha would be that the fast is really for today. Today is the chiyuv of the fast, and then the cotton would be mechuyev. So says. So the question is, Rabbi, the Avnei Nezer raises this question, many Achronim raise this question, they say it's very dependent on a very interesting shayla later on. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, there's a big machloikis if there's any dinei avelis that are noyig on that day. There's a machloikis later on, even though we know that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we're noyig, we eat the whole day, even Shalashudas, you're allowed to have meat, you have a lot of a big suda. But there's a thing called Dvarim Shebetzina, a man being with his wife, washing with hot water, things that are Betzina that no one knows about, does a person have to be Noeg? This is a machloikus later on between the Mechaber and the Ramo. And the Mechaber says later on that Dvarim, the Mechaber says later on in the halacha of Tisha B'Av Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, so the Mechaber says that a person, what? No, the Mechaber says later on that a person on Tisha B'Av Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, so his machloik is whether he has Dvarim Shebetzina is noig. And Lemaiso, we are talking noig that Dvarim Shebetzina is noig, but the Rashba says for those who hold that Dvarim Shebetzina is not noig, for those who pass it that way, so the Chor would come out, that Be'em is what they do, they took away the whole Tisha B'Av. They uprooted Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not, it's Yud B'Av now. And therefore, point to that shot, the Chor says the Shuvah is a Rashba's Mashba, the Fee, what he comes out, a person that's a Katon, would have to fast because they uprooted it. But if we hold that Tvarim Shebetzina is Noeg, that the real day of Avelis is Tisha B'Av, and Yud B'Av is only a makeup for Tisha B'Av, so then what would come out, the fees there, is that the Katan would have to fast because he's Mechuyev to fast because Tisha B'Av is the day of the Tainus, the day of Avelis. And this is very Nogeya. What?
Avelis Stam.
Right.
Are you on Shabbos? What kind
of? Oh, that's the machloikis, right. That's the machloikis.
Same
machloikis. That's what Avdi Neir is who wants to be toileted. But however, there's a Chassam Sofer that says something fascinating. Says the Chassam Sofer a very, very, very big thing. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Hei Amid Beis, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that one year Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, and Rebbe wanted to be doicha Tisha B'Av. He said, "Tein the idchi idchi." He said, "Let's push off Tisha, let's get rid of Tisha B'Av." So says the Gemara Megillah. Rebbe said, "Tein the idchi idchi." Since we're not fasting, so Tois says, "What's the pshat?" He's uprooting Tois, but maybe he wanted to be made to Yud B'Av. But says, so says the Gemara, "Tein the idchi idchi." For loy hoydu loy chachamim. The chachamim weren't masking to Rebbe. Chas v'shalom that Tisha B'Av should be done away with, or even pushed off. That's so says the Gemara Megillah. Some Soifa is married because it's a tremendous question on the Gemara. Says the Chassam Soifa that Lafi the calendar, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so like this year, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz also comes out on Shabbos. It's automatic, 3 weeks later. So if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so Yud Zayin B'Tammuz also comes out on Shabbos. So ask the Chassam Soifa, I don't understand. If the Pshat, that Rebbe wanted to be Oike Tisha B'Av and make it for Yom Rishon and we'll get rid of it together because it's on Shabbos and once it's Nitcha, it's Nitcha. And the Chum what moided them. What in the world was Rebbe doing? Hello, why wasn't this discussed 3 weeks earlier in the Beis Medrash? Why episode only on Tisha B'Av, right before Tisha B'Av Rebbe came into the Beis Medrash? Okay, let's do away with Tisha B'Av this year because it's coming out on Shabbos. Let's not have Tisha B'Av. Frech Tachzam Soifa, this machloka should have taken place 3 weeks earlier on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, which also fell out on Shabbos. It should have taken place. And if it would have taken place then, they would have discussed it. The Chum wouldn't have been Moida, and the Chum, and then Rebbe wouldn't have had to have me to be a Tisha B'Av. Says the Chassam Soifa, a fascinating Chiddush. El Al Korchach, it's Cholok Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. The Chassam Soifa, on Peter's Gemara, it comes out a tremendous Chiddush. Chassam Soifa, and his Chuvas brings from his Tata, this is on Kuf Aleph. And he says a tremendous chiddush, that there's a difference between Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Because from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and on starts the Avelus. And there is no Havamina, there was never a Havamina, that even if it fell out on Shabbos, that we're going to do away with Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and you won't have to fast with Yud Ches B'Tammuz. Why? Because once Yud Zayin B'Tammuz came in, times the Chassam Soifa, the Avelus started, of course you're going to fast with Yud Ches B'Tammuz, you're going to take off the Avelus. The whole shayla from Rebbe was that the Avelis ends with Tisha B'Av. Yud B'Av is it's after, that's it, it's over after Tisha B'Av. So Rebbe said the Avelis is over, maybe we don't have to fast. But there was no havamina. Lefi this chasam soiv becomes the one to bear Moshe tremendous chiddush. He says he paskins la halacha pizeh, but he paskins that even though he says it, that it's not mefurish any halacha yet, a baal bris, which we learned in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it's very medu. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it's brought down in a baal bris, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down also a chasam yom chupasai. They don't fast, they wash, they eat after mincha, and they don't fast. When Tisha B'Av is a nidchat yom rishon, all the poskim seem to be saying that who adin yudzayin b'tamuz says the Ber Moshe name. The feed is chasam soifa. That the chasam soifa tells us that yudzayin b'tamuz started the avelus, and once the avelus started, we have to be noeg avelus. It's a much more serious time. Yud b'av it's over. After Tes B'Av it's over. Memela says the Ber Moshe la'alocha ulamaisa says he knows the person la'chor, but he passes up Peter's helik of Chassam Soifa, that la'alocha ulamaisa, even a Baal Bris today would have to fast. I'm not trying to tell, hopefully they already got their psak, but I'm just saying the Ber Moshe comes out, la'alocha, Peter's murder, Chassam Soifa, that now that we started the Avelos, it's a different story, it's a different halacha, and therefore, la'alocha ulamaisa, times the Ber Moshe, that even though on Tisha B'Av, it comes out on Shabbos, it could be, the feast there, you don't have to fast on your B'Av for a nidche, or if this is what we were saying before, even a katan that became a godo on Tes B'Av, if you were saying, even those poison will hold that, even though they that it's a tashlum, it's a makeup for Tes B'Av, but Seifa Sheldover on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, even a cotton's going to have to fast, a Baal Bris is going to have to fast, everybody has to fast, because once we start the Avelus, it's more serious, and we have to, at Avad, it's a time to go into retrospect, and to work on ourselves, and to continue the Avelus during this time, and therefore everybody must fast. So comes out the Ber Moshe. La'alocha l'maisa, I think that all the places can talk, most places don't hold like this Ber Moshe, but l'maisa, it's something very, very interesting, and it puts us in a certain understanding and a mood. What we're entering, we just started the 3 weeks. L'maisa, at the end of the day, it's not an easy time. We know now, during the 3 weeks, Chazal and Be'emes, if we look in the Gemara in Tainis Be'emes, the time when Avelus really starts, the seriousness of Avelus to be the Gemara in Tainis is Mamish Erev Tisha B'Av by the Suda Sam of Sakis. That's when the real dinim of Tisha B'Av start in a very, very strict way. The Gemara talks about that there are also certain halachas that start Shfuah Shechal Boy. Then there are halachas that minhagim that were skabel, which are not mentioned in the Gemara, a little bit in the Gemara, but more in the poskim in later doiras from Rosh Chodesh, the 9-10. And later doiras came along, there's no such mention in the Gemara. We know Chazal, the psukim talk about kolafeh hisigua bein hamitzorim. This is a time called bein hamitzorim, which the Zohar calls da'oka. It's a time of tzoros chalo aleinu. But at the end of the day, in the Gemara, there is no mention of the 3 weeks. And really what's nogeh, the halachos of the 3 weeks, the minhagim of the 3 weeks, not shaving, not taking haircuts, and weddings and music, those few halachos that were nogeh were instituted later on. And the yisoid hadvarim is, what's the pshat? It wasn't in the Gemara. The pshat is very simple. The tachlis of the whole 3 weeks, well, we explain from some Rishonim hold that the tachlis of this fast, even as Avelus, is that a person should sit down, a person should contemplate and realize the loss. It's a time to realize the loss. To realize that we're taker far, we're not close. We don't have Beis Hamikdash. We don't have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we once had. We don't have the same Siyat Dishmai that we once had. Because of Beis Hamikdash, Al Tikunoi, Klal Yisrael was the nation that everybody looked up to. Over the Umas HaOilam brought the Karbanis. The nation that everybody was looking up to and looked up to for guidance, for greatness, was Klal Yisrael. And we lost the Beis Hamikdash. We lost everything. And the tachlis of these days, the starting with Yud Zayin, as the Chasam Soifa says, now comes, still has the, is the Haschola, and we have to continue it throughout these three weeks, is to spend a little bit of time every day. We're not on that Madrega when it used to be in Europe. Rabbi Eliel Lopian said he once walked into a shul in Lita. The meaning was by Klal Yisrael, I'm not sure, I think by the 3 weeks afilu, that they used to say Tikin Chatzos Bayoy, Tikin Chatzos Balayla. It's a different madreig, but Tikin Chatzos Bayoy, they should come in and sit on the floor. And the bechiyas were nerois, the tears were tremendous. And the Rabbi Eliel Lopian once walked into the shul in Lita and he saw crying, he walked in there, it was packed, Tikin Chatzos in the afternoon. And he saw people crossing on the floor crying. Who were they? Sandlorim, tailors, shoemakers. They weren't the tzaddikim, the Talmid Chacham Dafka. Pasha the people, Pasha workmen would sit on the floor and cry about the Churban. So we're not on that matreg, we're not on that level. But it should be, Rabbi Yisai, that in these 3 weeks, there should be some thought that what we lost. It could be that's the husband to be showing him. We have to think about what we lost. What's the loss? What's going on? There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Dalit. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Dalit. Shcheinosol Shiram Gamliel. Maisa B'Yisha Achas. There was a story about a woman. Shcheinosol Shiram Gamliel. Kuf Dalit Amid Beis Sanhedrin. Shemais binah, her son died. Nebuch, a tragedy occurred. This lady, a neighbor of Ram Gamliel's son, died. She would cry every night. Shomo Rabbi Gamliel koila. Rabbi Gamliel heard the voice of his shechina crying. Ubacha kinegda. He cried kinegda. Achenishru riseinov. Achenisu Rine Einov, until the eyes, his eyebrows fell off. Hikirboy Talmidov, his Talmidov recognized what was going on. Voti Uha Mishrenusa. They had to remove her from the neighborhood. They paid her off to move out of the neighborhood. And in Gamliel's tears. And the Gemara Dajdam Bochoy Tivke Belaila. That the tears that he was crying was the tears for the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Chaim Zaitchik in his Sefer Kol Tzofar has a tremendous question. This lady was crying about her son and Nebuch, a son who had been lost, who had died. What's the pshat? It seems that if you're in the Farshim, what's the pshat that Rav Gamliel now is in this ire to cry about the Beis HaMikdash? He should emphasize and sympathize and cry for her. Says Reb Chaim Zaitchik, Amura de Gavart. When she started to cry over her loss, Israel Gamliel realized that this loss of a child, Nebuch, Lo Aleinu, is not coming about just because of what happened, whatever the incident came. The reason why it came about, the Siba of all Sibas, is because there's no Beis HaMikdash. That was misoira to the cause of every effect, of every tzor that we have, as all the mefarshim bring down. Every tzor that takes place is b'chobachoy tivke b'layla, is a result of the Beis HaMikdash. So when Gamliel heard the crying, he was misoira, and he was b'chobachoy tivke kol alayla, until his risei enav came off. We're not holding by that madreig, Rabbi Yisai. But how could it be, Rabbi Yisai? I'm talking to myself that during these 3 weeks, Halavai to Tisha B'Av, there should be a Bechir, Rabbi Yisai. There should be a Bechir, there should be some tears, Rabbi Yisai. We don't understand how it would be different, how Klal Yisrael would be different. And we don't have to look far. Rachmana Litzlan, what's going on in the world today? The world is crumbling around us. And besides what's going on outside the world, within, Hashem Yirachem, the tzoris, sicknesses all around us, Lo Aleinu, Hashem Yirachem. But something that's very much bothering me inside, which I see as a mechanech, Rabbi Yisai. Hashem, I've been chinuch, I've been zoichet mechanech for many, many years already. But to tell you the truth, that I have never seen what's going on in the last 2-3 years, and let's even say it even closer, the last year. It's a different story altogether. It's a different generation. And there are children, and maybe even adults, but there are children out there that have no kesher. They come from frum homes. There's no kesher with Yiddishkeit. They don't put on tefillin. Shabbos is a big struggle. Then Masmai Zayde, when he came to America, and he had a struggle that he was being fired every single week. Every single week he had to come home, there was no paycheck. He was fired again. He said, no, but I'm going to skip Shabbos. And that's why I'm standing here today talking to everybody. And I'm not somewhere in America, in some state in America, who knows doing what. That the Mesiris Nefesh, I'm sure of all your Zaydis, and all the people in Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos, it's crumbling. The spiritual holocaust is mamish taking place before our eyes. And what's the answer? We're looking for answers. How many times I've gone to America now, here in England, and somebody yesterday, somebody came over to me, a mechanic, he says, what can we do? What are we going to do? This, I just ran over to try to put on tefillin on a bacha before Shkia, and this bacha talking about keeping Shabbos. What do we do? What can we do? The answer is everything, all the tzaras of Boisai. Physical for sure, spiritual for sure. It all comes from the lack of a Beis HaMikdash. Bochoy, tivke balayla. To shed a tear, Boisai. To shed a tear. A tear means that it really means something. A tear means that I feel the loss. A tear means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't understand how much Hashem cries. Says the Gemara in the Chagiga, Daf Hei Amid Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds three tears. Doma Tidme. Three Lashonos of Dma, of tears. Hashem sheds three tears. Echel Achum and Ba'ez Fishoin. Echel Achum Ba'ez Shein Echel Agolus. Bittul Torah. Different Pshatim. Hashem sheds tears. The loss. My Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Boicha. Every single kid. Every single child, every single person that he's losing. And to be empathized and to both cry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has tremendous effect. It's an amazing story from Silverstein. There was a family that came to Rabbi Silverstein to discuss a shayla and a tzavah, a will. They had come to a will and it was given out different, allocated different money for different children in the family. And one of the, in the tzavah, there was a something that was peculiar, that there was a certain grandchild that was promised out of the misgeret $10,000 extra. And no one understood why. They thought maybe there's a mistake. They were trying to figure it out. It was very hard to decipher what she wanted. And they were trying to find information before they split up the money, trying to find the information why this happened. Finally, they found a letter that this grandmother had written. And she written that she was a Holocaust survivor. And she, through the Holocaust, through thick and thin, went through terrible trials and tribulations, terrible yisurin. And later on in life, she would call her children and her grandchildren together. And she would tell them the stories, the atrocities, the terrible things that she went through in the different concentration camps that she was. And she wrote in the letter, one of the letters that they found, she wrote, everybody, when I told the story, was fascinated. Everybody was involved, was captured. But this daughter, this granddaughter, Suri, she shed a tear. She shed tears. She really felt my pain. And Zosin saw that. Now I understand the extra $10,000. And he allocated the money to this granddaughter. Says Zosin starts for one tear. And Bas Vidom sees a tear. It sees the starfus, the understanding what the goal is. What the pain of a person in Bernishlam Tsar, Art Tsar, what's going on in the world. One tear. The 3 weeks of Boys is a time for tears. One tear we get out, every single tear, we don't understand what it does. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, ah, he really feels the pain. It's really avelis by him. It's really a feeling of loss. And that's the way back, Rabbi Yisai. According to those Rishonim, we can understand maybe the avelis is to stay and not do any tshuva yet. Just contemplate. Think about what we've lost. And then we start the road back. We start the road back to tshuva. I just want to end. The famous Vor, Rabbi Yisai. We say every day, Rabbi Yisai, and the Beis Yaakov in the Siddur says tremendous. He says the reason for the tzoros is because we don't, there's no tzipisa Yeshua. What are the questions that's asked, are the six questions that we're going to be asked when we get to the next world, tzipisa Yeshua, did a person desire for the Yeshua, did he wait and hope for it? And it's pashtus according to the Rambam, a different shia, not time for now, but according to the Rambam and pashtus, that if a person does not, besides believing in Mashiach, but he doesn't anticipate it, it could be he has a serious problem. Because the mitzvah of to be a servant that's a believer in Hashem, you have to not only believe in Mashiach, but you have to mitzapa achakaloi. V'afal pishi yismameya. It's part of the Ani Mamin, says the Brisker Rav, it's a chelik of the Ani Mamin. V'afal pishi yismameya. Im koze achakaloi. And be'emes, this, says the Beis Yaakov, is the seba for atzoros. We get involved in this world, in everything that's going wrong. We forget about the tachlis, the Yeshua, tzipisal Yeshua. And if we would be waiting for it, if we really wait for it, and we would hope for it, and we really desire it because we feel the pain, and we know the only way it can come back is with Beis HaMikdash, that when we really hope for it, and we desire, we do anything we can. And if we really hope for it, says the Chofetz Chaim, brings the famous story, and I'm ending. The Beis HaLevi was the Lord Rav of Slutsk. And he left his position, he wanted to go back and learn, he was a very big Yerushalmi, he decided he doesn't want to go, he was staying in Rabbanis. They sent a letter from Lita for Brisk, that they wanted to take on the Rabbanis. He said, no, I made it a Hachlot, I'm not taking on the Rabbanis. The Chofetz Chaim brings this mice in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. The Beis HaLevi, they sent him another letter. No, Eg Mekaba. Third time they came with a bigger Mishloyach, they said to the Beis HaLevi, you have to come. 30,000 people in Lita are waiting for you. The Beis HaLevi went to the coat rack, put on his frock and his Hamburg, and said, I'm going. If 30,000 Yidden are standing waiting for me to come, how can I reject? Said the Chofetz Chaim Shtetl, there's 30,000 Yidden. Can you imagine if we really, really were mitzapeh for Yeshua? We want Yeshua now. We can't take it anymore. Die for the Tzoros. Says the Chidor, Semach David, Avdecho Tatzmiach. Bring the Semach David, Avdecho Tatzmiach. Ki lishuoscho kivinu kolayom. So the Chidor, ki is a reason. Because lishuoscho kivinu kolayom. Because lishuoscho, therefore Semach Hashem will bring it. If we taka realize the loss, we shed a tear, and we say, oh, the only way we can get everything back, the only way we can have more ruchni is, the only way we can get the children to come home again, is the father comes back to the table, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to his bias. Should be zoicha that this should be the last year of the 3 weeks, should be zoicha still, that Tisha B'Av this year should be celebrated in Yerushalayim, in HaKadosh, in Heir of Yom, in Amen.